This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Foodie on Paper podcast. My name is Ty Okunaga. How are you guys doing? It was a wonderful footballing weekend.
It was. No, I didn't ask questions.
You don't say.
You don't laugh, you. Your eye they shine.
I'm a political. Why are you touching me?
Your eye they shine. You need a hug, bro.
For what, man?
No, say we got to support each other for this podcast.
No, we didn't support. I
get your back. I got your back, bro.
Don't they touch me.
If my main squeeze, don't worry, we'll get together forever.
Don't they touch me.
No feel like say, you know, if you come to me
as usual
in your time of need, and I know good day for
as
you.
As usual, it is in the studio.
Already, I did. We did all right. We'll be fine.
Yeah, cool. So, wait till they do my enemy. You have anything?
This segment, no feel about this video. You don't feel good this week. It isn't they do my enemy, they're so flossy.
So you won't take a while there?
Is it Everton? Is it Man United?
What is it for?
What is it for?
Hey. Okay, I'll give you one.
I beg.
The one that will be clamoring for I think for like 3 seasons now on this podcast, and that's VAR. It's back again.
They know, go find new ref. You think it's the technology?
What was that statement they brought out today saying they acknowledged that VAR was wrong for them two calls?
It's called PR. That's what it's called. That's what it's called, man. It's like it's one of those things that corporate speak for. Let's look like we're remorseful for what happened, but not actually show any discernible like ways that we're going to show like to make change. Where is the change? What are the steps they're going to take? What is this for? What is it for? No, really, what is it for? Is it for me? Is it for Chelsea fans? I'm sorry, no,
sorry,
not Chelsea fans.
West Ham fans. Newcastle fans.
Is it for them? No, they must be joking now. I beg.
Because it's weird. They're not saying that they will. What's the word?
If anybody was this bad at their job, bro, they'll be sacked.
They're not saying that they will review the decision or they will take more.
Is there a possibility of them having like some kind of European like they have the refs for Champions League to have them work in the continent, but like
for
in
me,
different leagues?
For me,
maybe
generally.
I don't know, so they can see how real refs work. Or like maybe work, maybe but now they are scared to work in Israel because they don't want them to bring down them down to their level.
I think for me, this is it. For me, it should be like, I don't think these guys, they know the rules. One, these referees, they just ref on vibes. They understand like, oh, is this meant to happen? Is this meant to be the correct thing? You understand? So I think too many things have to be done in terms of VAR, because
you know,
I don't agree with the people that say we should be in VAR. I don't agree with that one.
Men ain't go binam now.
Because that would be worse. It would be worse. Man.
It's like you people, you know what's funny? It's like everybody forgets the trenches before VAR, bro.
Like before VAR,
it was really like, bad, man.
One thing I've noticed about football fans, they have short-term memory.
The offside actually get called pretty memory. Quick now, do you
now,
know?
Now, offside is clean. Obviously, there are dubious calls these days, but man,
more often than not, actually, the VAR calls for the offside are pretty straightforward.
Straightforward.
It's in the other things that the stats will be a bit crazy. Let me tell you guys, at some point, offside is going to be automated.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, at the World Cup,
they're testing it. And it's going to come, and I can tell you that within 5 to 10 years, they fully automate that shit.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. We'll talk more later on about VAR. Okay,
yes.
Who are we starting with this week?
You can pick and choose. You can see they can't go to hell for like.
Yeah, let's talk Manchester United Arsenal. it seems like this man got his tactic right. What's his name, bro? Ten Hag.
I think he's a good. I don't. You know, this is what we've said for a while, that if this guy's got a good manager, that things might start picking up. And look at it in our front. Now, you might say you want to give disclaimers. Oh, this Arsenal are just this, or this Liverpool are just this. But one of those are two big wins on the book, man.
Yeah.
That's it. It's on the board, bro.
On the board, bro.
The guy really there. You know what they do. Because I don't know, he's found a way to just kind of get everybody playing together well again. And as a new manager, what do you need first and foremost? Results. You can work on some other things in the training field. And I'm starting to see, and there, I'm so scared to say it, I'm starting to see a style of play.
Pattern, right?
Or more.
It was kind of reminiscent of the, you know, previous Fergie Wenger years.
Yeah.
Of how, you know,
if they get foundation, they will feel build on.
Yeah.
And they could build.
And they'll build. I mean, first of all, they're not even depending on their best player, Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I mean, he's been on the bench throughout.
If he comes into the team, and probably start kicking off maybe by like maybe next month, this month that's starting now.
Yeah.
You know, if he starts
obviously
doing one or two.
He'll play the Europa League games.
Yes. And as a boy, he'll be begging to start. No, not begging. He's Ronaldo. He'll be asking to start the, what's it called, the league games. Yes. Yeah. For sure. I mean, his performances alone in that competition, because personally, I feel like if he's going to eat it.
Even though he doesn't want to play there, but
he'll eat it.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Yeah, in terms of Arsenal today,
I think you have the floor.
I should speak. You know, before the game, man, if you check my tweets, obviously, the Arsenal fans, including me, we're talking of referee decisions and everything else. That's normal buzz before a game against Manchester United. But if you check my tweets there, what I was mainly depending on was taking our chances.
Okay.
And like, we created chances today and we did not take them. And that was it. The half chances, in the box, I mean, we had more touches than them. But them, they had, what, three touches, four touches in our box? And
there's no particular chance that I want to even... The Odegaard chance, you know, I wish he would show... And you know, people like to make complaints about them, Gabriel Martinelli and Gabriel Jesus, but they're a bit tidier in possession in those sorts of spaces than he would be. He just kind of hot potatoes. Let me just play something.
Could that be because he's not a striker?
It could be that, but the expectations on you. You play further forward. Just where he is in that time and space, you know. And everybody you say, oh, but they didn't get that kind of chance, so we can never see. But Gabi Jesus is going to eat the guy in front
Love
of him.
You know. Martinelli, so
he's definitely going to.
I mean, since Saka's goal now, it was just straightforward. Hit it, just get it on target. Get on target. Make the gear work. You understand?
The ball sliced. It was going for a throw-in or something. Yeah, that his ball. Yeah, it was just kind of going. Like, come on, man.
Anyway,
I don't know if Arsenal walked the keeper
Man, you just put the ball in the net.
Yeah.
Clinical, like lovely, like what I saw, like when I was watching the game, you know, obviously I was watching with some Arsenal fans. Or let me say, I was watching with Yemi, our engineer, and he was.
I don't know why he won it.
So, I mean, like I could see like the tactical brilliance from this man.
Yeah.
Ten Hag, you know, like it was too good. Like he got one over Arteta today, most definitely. Yeah, you can say some players are not disciplined, this and that. But really, Ten Hag, in terms of tactics today,
he killed it. The guy,
big ups to him.
I respect, man.
And in terms of Arsenal need to take their chances in these games, man. In these games, they need to take their chances. They cannot keep on like getting half chances or shooting or doing, you know, the moments. Can't keep on doing that. You need to be. He's had a dog in you. Yeah.
No dog. And you see, Gabi, they couldn't get Gabi Jesus in the game enough. So much so that he had to start trying to do like incredible shit.
Yeah.
You take the ball, try and start dribbling.
He won the goal now because his pressure on the ball made that look like pass to Saka.
I'm not saying they should build their team around him, but that guy is one of your best players, if not your best player. Gabi Jesus.
What did you say? That.
I'm not saying that
they
should. Maybe he doesn't want to be dependent now, but that guy is a guy to build your team around.
No, he was a chaos for the United defense, no doubt. My point is that, okay, I get where you're coming. Like, they didn't put him in enough goal scoring chances. Like, they didn't give him enough goal scoring chances. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, I feel like he didn't get enough chances. Like give him the ball. Let him. Because look at the chance that fell to Odegaard.
Oh, yeah, if that was Jesus. Yeah. But I mean, the defenders, they did well on him too now. Because, like, kind of like double him up on everything, man. So maybe that was what not give Odegaard the space. But anyway, good win for Manchester United. Where do you think they can go from here now? Manu. Yeah.
It's too early now, but they should calm down.
I mean, 4 wins in a row, man. Like,
they should make it 5.
They should make it 5.
I feel like their next opponent is very tricky now for them because
they can actually hold the ball, right?
Uncle Patrick can even do some other things, like you collect like 1-1 draw and just call it a day. No, it's Uncle Patrick, man.
Okay, it's all good, man. In terms of Arsenal, we should just brush it down and keep moving, man. We started the season well.
I want that bounce. Yeah, show your bounce back ability, man. We all know that invisible, really, man. Now, once in a lifetime, man.
AKA recovery.
Yeah, so, bro, bounce back.
Bounce back.
The first loss was always going to come.
Yeah, true. I mean, you're going to Old Trafford, obviously. Yeah. I'm not making excuses.
You would also say, man, I catch you for house.
Exactly, yeah. You know, second leg.
You should catch
him. Second leg. Yeah. Let's talk about Everton Liverpool, the derby.
And I signed contract to work here. They said I have to talk about all these kind of things. So it's okay.
If you ever have Liverpool service slow this season,
they're not good. They don't have the capacity.
What is happening, man? Liverpool, man. Like, it's weird.
Every year, it's always something somewhere. This year, it's the midfield that, you know, is our real issue.
Yeah.
Even our famous lighthouse, Fabinho, that we can usually depend on himself, has been shaking in a few games.
Yeah.
Bro, it's been crazy, man. It's been, wow. We've been really, look at my eyes, bro. My eyes.
Look at my
Don't cry, yo. Man. I need to go and shy, yo. Because man, Napoli midweek is not the kind of game you want to be playing after such a very, if anything, very emotional and physically tasking game like
most
the one we just had.
We're going to
need everything. I don't know, man. The youngins are really going to need to step up again, man. Now I heard that Cavalier's got dead leg, which is like not good. Harvey Elliott, I mean, I know he's been back, he's been fit for a while now, but someone that just had a an injury like the one he had,
yeah,
and he's come back. You don't want to be piling on too many minutes
too many
on,
games
him.
On him. Yeah.
So we might see Otamelo sooner than later.
Even in terms of Salah too, like, what is the solution for Liverpool now?
We've tried to not be predictable, and we said, okay, fine, you know what? All that overlapping fullback shit, let's stop it. Let's go back to that, man, because it was working for us.
Yeah,
now we're trying to play something different, and it's not working for us. Why don't we just have Trent making the runs from deep?
Why is he not getting his
because his
best scorer in the box?
Salah needs to be inside more, man, and like Trent, maybe the whole eighth thing. We're being like him just coming to play that 8 and drifting like that. Let's maybe move back to what he started with. You know, mix it up. Don't always try and do one thing. Now everyone's like, okay, fine. We know that Trent is going to give one or two passes, try and come and be like a inside playing fullback.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of has their solution for that.
Okay.
That's what
there's some good radios with Jota coming back. So
Jota and Matip, I feel like right now, I say I feel like a lot, but I'm in my feelings, you guys. Bear with me. Joe Gomez, man, he can't really play out from the back the way Matip does. When we play such a high line, you need a ball playing CB. Matip, Van Dijk, might just be Van Dijk, man, because maybe he actually, out of the two of them personally, I feel Matip is the better passer. You can quote me anywhere.
Okay.
But I have that assurance when Joel plays that he's going to play some nice defense between passes and he can really like play passes that get things going. And people will say, he didn't do that much. But it's that first one out that really kind of like sets the tone, because the pace on the ball and the weight and maybe the dangerous area where it's being played to, you know, that's what kind of like engineers a goal. It starts from the first, it's the pass before the pass, as I'm trying to say. And we're not saying a lot of that now. the transitions are very, very slow. It's taking a while to get it from left to right, from right to left. Now, wow, could the fullbacks.
Could that be because there are too many new people in the team now?
It takes a while for that rhythm to enter.
Or are the old guard getting old?
No, no, no. It takes a while for the, because this is not even like our quote-unquote best 11 that's been playing, yeah, you know. So if it's going to be our new best 11, you don't become the best by just playing five games. You need to get into a rhythm. And 11, nobody brings to get 11 niggas just to be playing as if they've been playing football their entire lives. You need to get that minute, man.
Could money be a factor as well?
We're always going to miss him, man. Diaz has, but then again, he's not
money, but I mean,
if I'm going to say like pure like numbers representation, I don't think Manuel have done any more or any less than what Diaz has done for us this season, like in terms of numbers.
In terms of numbers, okay.
So,
but in terms of like being a threat,
that's
what Liverpool are missing.
Yes.
Okay.
Alisson, kudos to him, man. There's been one or two games recently where he's just dashed them clean sheet. Man, pulled this one out, man.
He had the game. He had
big
the game,
bear, man. Big top bear behavior, man. Yeah.
Top sims.
Don't worry, guys. That was just me growling.
That's how it goes, man.
Yeah.
Quickly, before we go on the break, Man City drop points. This season is looking dodgy. What's going on?
The only thing that makes me so sad is that when has City dropped so many points and that the person that even took
that
over.
You chase them, yeah.
No. Arsenal are the ones that are on top now, so Arsenal are the happiest people today. Yes. No, say now good
still
teams.
On top.
Still on top. If not, sure, now not even just collect 1 point next, for here now.
But they go be Spurs, yeah. Now my bias is top, but they go be Spurs.
I just feel like they might draw that game, you know.
I made a draw.
Something feels different about them, even with Haaland's goals.
City?
Yeah.
I looked at the team and I think at fullback, they don't have like enough depth. They just have like three proper fullbacks. Sergio Gomez.
Just say FFP down the.
Cancelo.
Down the.
And,
FFP down
the. FFP.
FFP. No, not joke. They try crack, bro. You know, because. Sakwa, no, they touch some kind of people. You don't understand. It's not possible.
Yeah. Obviously, Chelsea got their win via steps. We talked about that earlier in the show. The Newcastle incident now. That was very weird to me, man. Because person push, it'd be like, you push me, I can't touch the opponent keeper. And you push me to your opponent keeper, you can't score own goal. Why you go can't talk, say no be go? Say I foul. Meanwhile, now you foul me. So, I don't know how Newcastle didn't get a penalty there. And I don't know how they didn't get a goal. At least, the worst they should have gotten was a penalty because it was a foul on Willock. So how did they get the decision of Willock fouling the goalkeeper?
Newcastle will really need to show Sine and get money now, because I advise them, and don't put me on the record, but maybe
don't put me on the record.
Maybe they should get a hitman or something and just take out.
Calm down, I know they talk that kind of thing, but we don't really promote that kind of thing.
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry.
Shut up
your mouth. All those kind of things, please. I like to just refute any claims. I love peace. I'm a peaceful guy.
Peace, please. Preach peace here, please. Thank you. Yeah.
What do you do at this point that is not going to be something like illegal, man? I feel like guys are not going to just, they need to like do like therapy and like woosa.
Let's go on a break. Yeah. Thanks for the pizza, man. That was nice, you know.
Are you thanking the producers or thanking me? I don't understand.
Who bought it?
And producers.
The dog said that you buy them.
Producers on the line on top of my head.
Well,
I think saying that like team bonding.
Well,
I'm not with me. I don't get that kind of money. I'm not the player this
time. Whoever bought the pizza, man.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Thank you very much. Like, it was needed because, like, you get me? Like, you don't lift my mood.
Come on. Shout out to the producers.
After the rubbish that Arsenal did today. Yeah, let's talk other leagues. Let's start with Bayern Munich. They drew a game 1-1. What's happening with Bayern, man?
It's just that period of the year when they like to make us think that their league is very hard. I don't know why you people want me to comment on this. Like, we all haven't been here before. I beg.
But no, like,
Next question.
Because it's more competitive than me. Because what? They're third on the table right now.
Yeah.
Freiburg are first.
How many points, Gav?
Just 1 point. Though.
Yeah, no.
can the other team look at this and be like,
no! They can't! They can't do that!
Don't you want a different winner from Germany?
Yeah.
Oh boy, you don't just believe it to happen.
Yeah. Come on, man. Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Now you crack me up, man.
Oh my god. Anyway, Dortmund have been winning lately, but they're winning small by small, like 1-0, 2-0. Like, they're not routing teams anymore. Is it because like their goal machine left and they're like getting used to the new tracker and all?
They did one of the most beautiful things that has ever been done, which is they just found a finisher supreme and they said, you know what, we're going to just play for you.
Okay. That's Haaland you're talking about, right?
Who?
Oh, that who?
I'm talking about Bayern now. I'm talking about Lewandowski.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Lewandowski. I'm talking about Dortmund.
Dortmund?
Yeah.
I thought, hold on, we stopped talking about Bayern Munich.
Yeah, because you said that I asked you now that is there any other way anything can stop that? You said no now.
Oh, sorry. The question sounded like it applied to Bayern.
Anyway, okay, answer the question. Apply it to Bayern.
No, let's just do Dortmund. It's okay.
That's what I said. I said Dortmund have.
Well, it's similar to in a way, man. You have like a really good finisher at your nine, like playing that number nine position. Let me tell you the truth, man. A lot of teams know this, and they unconsciously or not, they become reliant on it. Where you know that I have a guy in front that can actually score any kind of goal.
Okay.
My job is just to get the ball to him. When that guy leaves, there's going to be a bit of a.
Anyway, the new guy. It's just both teams.
Yes, yeah,
the both lost their hitters. And now they're not scoring as much goals as. Well, Bayern.
We're seeing games where they'll be down like 3 goals and this guy will just pop out 2 from nowhere just to make everywhere count. First, say, disrespect on the entire side. Like I say, don't forget who we be. We'll be Bayern. Nobody saw the truth for here.
I said that in terms of Dortmund because like the Dortmund teams I've known over the years, like goal scoring like too much. So maybe because like they lost last minute to Werder Bremen because they were winning the game 2-0 and then in the final 5 minutes they lost the game 3-2. So maybe he's now trying to be more solid. That's the coach.
Yes, man. Those things are very painful.
But that's detrimental to sexy football. That let me not talk for the masses. Let me talk for myself. That I enjoy when I watch them.
You will go back to that. Is not like reset
you,
button.
You will like you, better.
You will go back to basics. Something where they make managers move to 3 at the back. If it that happened to you like twice last week, guys, we don't need a bit too soft. You go start to bring out all your DMs, check which ones did they work. You go, they try all of them. Because now you don't understand what's in the app. Maybe not DM with the issue. You go, they troubleshoot here and there. No.
Okay, it's all good. Let's talk La Liga now. I think normal hitters, all of them won. Madrid 2-1 win. The two kids. I'm going to call them kids now. They're balling now. They're doing well now. Can't have the last slice. What's wrong with you? You cannot have the last slice.
I'm trying to close.
Are you going to buy? You said it wasn't you that bought it. So according to the
pack. Are you broke shaming me now? Is that what's going on?
So.
let me know now. Producers.
Rodrigo and Vinicius.
Now how's this problem? They owe me salary for
Rodrigo
this place.
Rodrigo and Vinicius got the.
No, stop. Rodrigo, I will talk about my employee grievance.
Rodrigo. I don't understand. I'm your employee.
No, my employer has listened to me now. Okay, please.
If you get complaint, go to their office.
Go. No, we don't even get a chat. We don't get a chat. Talk about the football, I beg.
That's it.
Dead guy.
So, Rodrigo and Vinicius got the goals for them in their 2-1.
I was still calling them youngins, first of all.
That's what I was about to ask you, but I mean, you're asking me that now, so I don't know what to say.
I don't know, you're a weird guy, man.
You're repeating my question, so who is the weird one?
I didn't know it was your question because I said it first. So technically, it's my question now.
Thank God, say the thing they recorded, so the fans will tell us.
Let me talk on first now.
You still didn't lie. How they go give you pay rise when you didn't lie? God, this guy, man. That's what the dead guy.
How far Barcelona? What's in the
game? Barcelona, 3-0 win, right? Damien Sevilla, man. Rafinha got his first goal. Lewandowski scored again. Lewandowski's eating it, man. That league, man. Still.
Was there any doubt? Come on now.
Obviously, there was no doubt there.
La Liga.
But still, my own is.
You know they go Rocco. Oh, God. Hey, see, I don't allow you 50 goals. 50 goals, my
league goals.
50 league that's goals. Awful. That's not tough. Sorry, 40.
Anyway, he
no,
can't get that.
Because
know?
Let me tell you how
he
does.
Gets the, goals, like, the creativity they have now is sick.
How many actually does he want to score? It's just beginning.
Yeah, that's what he's been doing.
Two. Yeah, bro, if somebody's scoring 10 goals in 5 games, how many goals are they going to score in 30 games? That's not about 60 goals.
Yeah.
Almost.
I mean, with the way matches are going.
See the way Haaland.
Like,
you think Haaland not going to something really bad has to happen for Haaland?
Haaland will probably break Salah's record.
I'm giving you this thing conservative. Something really bad has to happen for him not to break that record. Do you understand? Because at the rate he's at right now, it's like 40 goals, man.
I think about it, he doesn't really have to walk us.
You know that? That's why everybody was saying that Mohamed Salah should have hit 40 that season. But as good as he was, his finishing was also quite poor. Which is a crazy thing to say about a record breaking season. But if you watched it, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you saw the season.
Yeah, he missed a lot.
Bro.
He missed
big chances, but he got the most goals. Yeah. So like you can't even be on his back because like who was better than him.
And Haaland doesn't miss.
Haaland doesn't miss.
Those are proper
they don't miss,
still.
Man.
Yeah. But like I said, my only problem with Barcelona is they have to win these titles in order to like back the type of business they're doing at the club, man, with the way they're owning players and paying money. Blah,
everything
blah, blah.
Is looking very happy right now till we get to the second half of the season, and maybe they are not in any kind of winning position in any of the competitions that they are in, and then people start to get nervous and get scared.
Let's see how it goes for them.
I hope the mic picks everything I said. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Things can get really wild there, really bad. Like things can go. I don't want to say, but like the mood can change really fast at that club. Very fast.
You know, I think we talked about that. Like,
I hope it does.
Back in the...
You know, I like that message.
We talked about that, you know, like previous episodes. So let's talk happy things for them now, because I know Wisdom.
Why?
Top fans. And,
Wisdom, I'm so sorry.
Let Wisdom be happy. Wisdom, big ups. Big ups to you, man.
That's not my power. That's in Barcelona's power. Honestly, now they get the power.
Yeah, let's talk Serie A quickly.
Yeah,
Milanda B, Rafa Leão. That boy, man. I don't know why people didn't go in for him.
How much do they think AC Milan is going to ask for him?
As but to get him out of the club is more than 50 million. But my point is, he hasn't signed a new contract yet.
When is his
work?
And nobody even tried to get
somebody
him.
Somebody should have just, you know, drop 60 mil or something. You understand? Like, tempt Milan, man.
I believe, like, the mafia.
I don't think the
mafia has gotten involved, basically. They just told all the other clubs, like, see, don't make bids on this guy. Don't do that. Well, I still try. Don't worry. He'll sign a new contract.
But I don't think he'll sign a new contract. Man. I think he's going to sign one of these.
Maybe
Chelsea himself, man.
I think his agent is looking at a very big signing on bonus for his clients. Which by extension will mean a big sign-on bonus for him.
Yeah, most definitely. So living on a free now, please, last season at Milan, live on a free.
He's definitely, I think, if he's coming to the Premier League, which I think he might not even come, I think he might be going to one of the big two in Spain.
What's he going to do there? They don't have money. I mean, only one of them has money. If it were the Super League,
or maybe,
nobody can touch
I feel like PSG might also step in, you know.
Idea. But PSG have to pay some FFP money now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say there's some corruption involved? What was that about?
They'll pay the money.
And then they'll go outside. Like,
yeah.
But I don't think you're allowed to do that. Like, if you're... Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. You're acting very fresh to this business. Hey, is this your first time doing this business?
What do you mean?
Is it of no?
What business?
This business of watching football and talking about it. Are you a first timer in this sport? No, look at. Hey.
Aspiring president.
So okay, this guy, you go tell me now whether or not your first time. You don't know how this thing goes.
Hands up in the air. I don't know.
It's been a while since they dropped Neymar level money. They might be just tempted to do it again. It seems bad like that. And so they'll just get that guy on the free.
That's
what I said. That's probably why we didn't see a bid for him this summer. Because look at the price you mentioned. That is around.
Yes. But anyway, talking about the game, man, both defenses were shaky. That was an interesting match, 3-2. That's what the derby should be all about.
You know, say now, all these kinds of PSG don't go for like 100M. Those ones, they too greedy.
You're still talking about this.
PSG just go tell the boys, say, come, don't worry. We will give you that 50 million difference as signing bonus. Oh, just call my team next year. Because your club is stubborn. I want to show them something. Because they don't know the worth of money.
You hear the game, Papa. For Inter to be like the best defensive team last season, their defense has been really porous this season. What's happening?
They don't lose one or two guys now.
No, they didn't.
Inter.
Yeah. They meant to do screener, but they didn't lose him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a mistake on my part.
Obviously.
I feel like.
You feel like.
No. No, I feel like. I felt like.
Someone left, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Maybe because you have been saying their defense so poor, so you believe like someone has left the team.
Wait, hold on. Where was Perisic at?
Perisic was at this team. Was at Inter.
Who are we talking about?
Inter.
What, is Perisic not a defender?
Perisic is a wing back. So it's Perisic that's making a defense porous, right? Now?
You should have allowed me make my point. You don't know whether I'm going to pull one out. Come on, man. Making me look like a fucking munch. Look at the comments, man. Look at that. Oh, God. They're going to eat me up. I'm so sorry, guys.
You didn't look at the comments. Hey. So, yeah. So, it's Perisic's fault, like.
Yeah, I believe. I hate this guy so much.
All right, cool. That's Milan, man. I mean, two of them will still be fighting for the title now, are we?
Probably.
Yeah, cool. Let's see how far they're going.
Wait, these guys have to be in the mix for sure. You, yeah.
I was good then.
My bad.
They're still struggling.
How does it feel?
They're struggling bad, buddy.
Eh?
They drew Fiorentina 1-1.
Yeah.
I think midweek they drew as well. I can't remember that.
So I said that Dusan guy done this, man.
Not really net, but like.
You should net more. I don't know.
You can't do
it. You don't know. Yeah, a striker.
He can't do it all by himself. Like, there's no creativity. I mean, their fans have been.
You get why I started.
Their fans have been talking about.
You get why I started to play right back. When are they?
About you, man.
Every child wants to be a nine.
You were a striker.
Every child wants to be a nine when they are growing up, until you wear the shirt, and it's very heavy.
You feel fuck off, man.
No, I'm here. All right, let's go.
People are talking like this man is not inept enough, man. Allegri.
You mean adept?
Is it adept?
If you're inept, that means you're bad. So if he's not inept enough, so he's not adept enough.
Adept
that means
enough.
He's not.
That's it.
If he's not good, he's not good. Clearly, some people have seen something that I have not seen. I can't support those comments. Neither can I. Like, I guess cancel them.
Okay.
But those people have said something, and we can hear them out.
Creativity in the team. Obviously, Pogba is injured.
Which really sucks for them.
Paredes.
They could use some Pogba right now.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Locatelli, that was so good during the Euros. His Juventus spell has been terrible. Man. Who can we blame that on?
Let's just hope they start winning again soon.
Why do you want to hope that they're winning games? I don't understand.
No, just.
Are you a Juventus fan?
I'm pretending like I'm one.
Yeah.
You guy really grilling me today. Year, I don't even understand.
Napoli have started well as usual. The number this thing, and they have a new winger there. Right?
What's his name?
He's Georgia. He's from Georgia. Let me help you.
Maradona. Boca Maradona.
Yes.
That is nickname. That is nickname. Like Maradona.
Yeah, Maradona.
Let's go with that.
Yes, that's what I wrote in the script. Let me write the script. Yeah, I don't put that on. Let me write the script this week. Oh, I don't write previous script. So maybe they know.
I don't know why team. You like to be talking responsibility. People like, you are the script writer. It's okay. Continue. Yeah, let's go. So Maradona, what do you do?
I go blow you.
You don't feel blow me. So wait, you threaten me live on the podcast to physically harm me. 9-1-1.
Maradona, yeah, he scored again. He scored in three games now. Like, four games straight, but like, had a decent start. But like, he has more numbers from open play than the person he replaced, Zinia.
It's been a while. You know, they need something new to be excited about. You know, you do someone of Insigne's caliber and what he's done for the team, you know, it's hard to quantify just in goals and assists.
Yeah.
He's been like the lifeblood of the club for a long time now. So, cheers to the Napoli fans, man. They have a new hero now.
Yeah, true.
So and they should back him, man. I think he's going to make, if anything, this could be a very exciting season for them. So, they should just strap in, man.
Exciting one.
Yeah.
Exciting. So far, the house Spalletti, no disrespect to him, man. I've already said it in the running. He always chokes.
Anyhow, sir. Now, why they say, thank God, say God, no be man.
That's not this game. Yeah. I think we're done with Europe. Next is. It's got a dog in it.
No, you sound like a chihuahua, man.
No big dog.
Sorry, no big. Oh, no, dog. This guy don't go turn here now to Hanna-Barbera Productions. It's insane how Scooby-Doo come.
Yeah, cool. So this last week we picked the...
I feel like that's not... Is it Hanna-Barbera?
I don't know. If you...
Now, I'm questioning my pronunciation of all these white people names. I hate myself so much.
Hey, if they don't kill me.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, last week it was Omar Sadiq for his performance against Sevilla.
Did he get sold to them?
No, Sociedad.
So, yeah, they lost that other guy, Isak.
Yeah, they lost Isak too.
So, direct replacement.
Yeah.
Is he good? Has he done anything for them?
I'm about to pick him as...
What do you do?
He scored on his debut now against Atletico Madrid. They drew the game 1-1.
Why are we having so many? Why do we have so many good strikers right now?
I was about to ask you that, man.
And now we're going to go through that unfortunate spell where the coach is going to try and fit some of them as wingers, and we're just going to be struggling.
There's nobody to play for that. I know people have been raving.
Bro, we have so many nines.
People have been raving like about Iwobi's performances of late.
But when
mechanical performance,
when he plays on the continent, guy, he doesn't really do all, can't do all this.
No, we missed him in that Ghana game. We missed him.
How didn't he play that game?
Suspension.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It's three games now, see?
Shit, I've not even played it. He has like the second leg, yeah? Because he got a red card first leg.
He got the red card during half court.
Okay, yeah.
So I think he fell off to the qualifiers as well.
That's crazy, man. So,
yeah, we missed him.
To be honest, we kind of did actually, because those guys didn't even know what the fuck they were doing. I say one thing about him, but he can play a progressive pass.
Yeah, exactly. He can do that. But I'm still begging the NFL, whoever is going to be the next president, because I've seen people campaign.
Made them stop.
It's not about even made them stop. Go and get Izzy. Go and convince this guy. Go to Crystal Palace matches. Call Patrick Vieira.
Yeah, we don't even.
Patrick Vieira like reps Africa a lot.
Yeah, we don't even have clout like that to even keep players, man. This is crazy.
Like, you understand?
My head is hot.
Go and persuade this guy. Let him come and play for Nigeria. I mean, this man had already started when he was at Kibera. This man went to visit him. Imagine Pinnick went to visit him.
Mm.
You get? But I think that time he was still hell bent on playing for England.
Mm.
The man is getting old now, man. Go and convince him, man. Tell him, before. England carry him, I beg you.
No, for real, yeah. he can actually decide to make it. If we tell him that we can fast track him to national team straight, surely
he will be. What do you mean fast track him?
No, I'm just talking like, what other thing are they going to tell him besides that? Do you get? Because England had just been doing like they can't see him since. So why don't we?
He was meant to be in the professional squad for the Euros last year.
But then he got injured.
Yeah, he got injured. Unlucky him.
I think he still thinks that he can get in, and I don't believe that he couldn't get in.
I believe he can get in there. But what I'm scared of is, you know, England, they can easily like forget people.
Mm.
They can easily just forget you because
he doesn't want us.
I don't care if he...
Bro, he doesn't want us.
Convince him.
How? Shortly.
I don't care. Tell you want me to call him. It's about love now. Show him love. What's this singer's name?
Bro, you're sounding kind of passionate right now, man. Ah, God.
That's all we need.
Feeling. So, this should be my...
I'm going over time.
Oh, what's lyrical for you?
Check out. Imagine you get AZ, eh?
Mm.
You get Osimhen on front. On the wing, you get...
You do like that. Simon. Yeah, where they wear that yellow ass
knockout. Who be that one?
Where they talk 17 more.
Who be that?
That guy for the Twitter videos now, where they tell all those in guys' stories.
Oh, yeah. Big ups to those guys, man. Yeah, big ups to them, man. Just imagine them now. What do you mean by that? You say that I'm saying rubbish. You say that I'm lying.
Bro, you did gas me off right now, man. Don't do this. It's the hope that kills, guy. Because they go just walk in and they go just tell this guy saying go wear 7 for next game. That's it, bro. I need to just temper that excitement right now with some realism, bro. It's not looking good.
If any way this podcast can get to you, my name is Tayo Okoruga.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My Twitter handle, I never say it, but I'm going to say it now. It's P-A-P-P-I-I-V, Papiv. I'm an Arsenal fan. I know you're an Arsenal fan too, because I know you wanted to play for Arsenal.
How old is he, guy? He's not a young man anymore.
22,
23. At that age, you know what country you want to play for, man?
There's still a chance. So far, I have not played.
I can hope for is that they'll pick him, forgetting that he'll not change nationality later.
There's still a chance for Nigeria to go for him. Yes, we're not going for the World Cup. We're not doing all this
team. Because the England team right now is not a team that is looking for new players. They're kind of set. They know who their good players
Most
are.
Definitely, man.
So it's like, it's not like the team is in a transition phase.
Yeah.
So where is it going to break it from?
That's my point. But in Nigeria, number 10 is waiting for you. That's what I'm saying. The JJs, all these guys, they should...
But they are stubborn.
Then they come sign me now. Come and vote for me. I don't get money by this team ticket.
How many minutes is the producer? Come. They're giving us the eyes.
Again, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Big ups to everybody.
Honestly, man, I enjoy doing this for you
guys. Arsenal will bounce back, most definitely.
It's probably more for me than anything else, but I enjoy doing it for you guys. Yeah. This is what we call an exercise in vanity.
Yeah.
Well, where was I?
Make sure you follow the Footy on Paper podcast.
Yeah.
Footy on Paper PC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Footy on Paper PC. On Twitter, yeah. I think on Instagram it's still Footy on Paper. I mean, I think on Instagram I've seen what if you said about Manchester United. I know people are talking about it like really well.
Oh, that's cool.
Big ups to you guys.
You guys are checking out. You have my name in your mouth. That's cool.
Fanboy forever. Yeah, my boy is a big man.
Answer I try.
Question everything.
Yeah, questions but only.
I'll say it on the podcast. I define pen guys. I don't cut my hair now.
This is not that podcast, man. Once again. Oh, my God.
And then, I think this Friday we'll
do the stop hoeing on this podcast. This is the last time. Stop hoeing here, man. This is not that type of podcast.
Let's give away this Friday.
Once again, this is not that type of...
Is there a giveaway this Friday?
They don't give away this Friday.
Why? After you say it's this Friday now.
I'm going to have to be like next Friday.
Okay.
Man.
Anyway, big ups, Pere. Congratulations on your win. I'm not going to call you. Fuck off.
Why don't you just call him? What kind of.
You can call him.
Men are so toxic.
Why should I call him?
I have to congratulate him. It's the gentlemanly thing to do.
I lost.
Yeah.
Did you call him? No. So fuck off, you two. Well, ciao, everybody.
I don't know.
What?
End.
Bye.
End this. Bye bye.
All right, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.